In the late 1980s, I participated in a series of wonderful retreats at a Zen monastery in upstate New York. We were a collection of dear friends, yoga teachers, and seekers coming together for a common experience of practice, meditation, and compassion. At one of those retreats, a poem came through me reflecting the experience. The poem was called The Power of One. It said, "The energy flows from the love of the sun and charges a soul, the power of one. That energy shared with a spirit that's new, a heart opens up, the power of two. Ebbing and flowing from women to men, hearts on the wavelength, the power of ten. And when all the millions with compassion run, the birth of the new mind, the power of one." Is it possible to find that collaborative shared energy and compassion in a world that needs it more than ever? I recently was invited to join a wonderful online group called Collective Online Healing. Collective Online Healing is not about any one person. It is about all of us working together to create something new. But it had to be started by someone. My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Andrew Appel, has been studying the potential of various healing modalities since 1994 and has worked with thousands of people and many gifted healers from around the world during this time. He's been particularly interested in large group healing for the past 7 years and to date has also hosted more than 150 in-person group healing events in New York City. At this time of physical separation, he founded and created Collective Online Healing and the Collective Online Healing Facebook group. He joins me this week to discuss this wonderful effort.